How do you do? This is
something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
The Gravy Boat. The Gravy Boat. The Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
If I hear that music, well, I just make me want to move my feet. I just get up and go to it.
If you feel like your butter doesn't slip right off your biscuit.
Something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
Just hang on tight, because we fixing to fix you right up.
It's just a feeling that you got that nothing can hurt you and you ain't scared of nothing.
We believe that you can interpret these old mountain ballads and songs and banjo tunes for you better than anybody.
Georgia, please welcome Dave Stone!
The Gravy Boat.
Is it me on the banjo now?
And now, back to rock. Bill, are you ready to rock?
The Gravy Boat.
Something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
It's a gravy boat.
Fried chicken farts and blessed hearts. Here comes that gravy boat with Dave Stone.
Meeting three.
They open and a good.
A little
any biscuits for sale in there?
Well, no, this here's a Frosty cream. We don't serve biscuits. We got a lot of other stuff, though.
What you got in there is good to eat?
Well, we got Big Chief burgers, Bongo burgers, footlongs, corny dogs, Frosty shakes, creamy bars. Did you want me to go through the whole list?
They make a good double meat burger. What's up? It's the Gravy Boat, Volume 9. It's me, Dave. Thanks for tuning back in. I apologize for my voice. I'm a little under the weather this week. I caught a cold in Denver. I was in Denver all weekend doing shows. That's also the reason this is dropping a day late. I forgot my gravy gear. So, yeah, apologize for the tardiness. But I'm back in L.A., back in the van, back in business. Got a good show lined up for you today. Magnolia Electric Company, some Trailer Bride. Probably do some Slobberbone. Lucinda Williams, Shauna Tucker, Jamie Johnson. Got a Sturgill track you may or may not have heard. In the meantime, I want to talk about food. Not necessarily the theme today as far as the music. Not enough food songs to go around, but I do want to talk about it. Passionate about food. We eat every day. So, of course, it should be a part of your life. Some might say it's too big a part of my life, but hey, what are you going to do? I got some pretty aggressive taste buds. We'll start it off, though, with a Bottle Rocket song called Rich Man. It's on the Gravy Boat.
Got that far, oh, a heart attack has left you dead. Now you can't save no more. Poor rich man in the graveyard, working like a slave. Well, in the end, what's the reward? How much did you save? Precious life is short, did what you thought best. You just never got to use your heart, for it laid you to rest. Poor rich man in the graveyard, working like a slave. Well, in the end, what's the reward? How much did you save?
I don't know why meatloaf lays on my chest. Seems like it's right there, won't go no further. Oh. Oh, I wish I'd brought my gas pills. I didn't know you put onion in your meatloaf. Lord knows I can't eat cooked onions.
Diablo sandwich or Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry. You want something?
Hush puppy, Daddy.
We got no time for that.
Welcome back to the Gravy Boat. Just heard music from Sturgill Simpson off the Vinyl soundtrack. That HBO show Vinyl, short-lived. Guess it got canceled after one season, but man, bringing the thump on that one, old Sturgill. A song called Sugar Daddy. Before that, we started with the Bottle Rockets, Rich Man. Talking about some food today. I travel all over the country. Very lucky to get to do that. One of the perks of traveling all over the country is eating food all over the country. Rattle off some of my favorite restaurants. Wilmington, North Carolina, you got Casey's Barbecue Buffet. Oh, everything you could find at an amazing barbecue place and at an amazing soul food place all together. Soul food, barbecue, country cooking, tons of sides, every possible meat that you could smoke, even chitlins and pig's feet. Oh boy, check out Casey's Barbecue Buffet in Wilmington. One of the best meals I ever had, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Ballou's Cajun Cooking, crawfish etouffee, some fried boudin, red beans and rice with tasso ham. Ah, Ballou's Country Cooking. Hattie B's Hot Chicken in Nashville, Gus's Famous Fried Chicken out of Memphis. Both those have started branching out into other states. We got a Gus's here in L.A. Bledsoe's Barbecue in Los Angeles, started in Compton. Mary Mac's Tea Room in Atlanta, great soul food. The Albert Smoked Wings in Atlanta. I'll get to some more later. Right now, Jamie Johnson, Between Jennings and Jones on the Gravy Boat.
I left Montgomery on North 65. I was restless and ready to give Nashville a try. I rolled into town with a sound of my own. Somewhere between Jennings and Jones. Well, the day job I landed felt just like a jail. I couldn't seem to break out with that hammer and nails. And I spent all my nights in some old honky-tonk. Somewhere between Jennings and Jones. Hanging out in the bars with the drunks and the stars. I found a few good old boys just like me. Started burning our candles, both ends and the middle. A bunch of roaring outlaws at high speed. And they said that the end of that road I was on was somewhere between Jennings and Jones. Well, some record executives found me one night. I was singing half lit. They said it sounded just right. Right. They put my name on an album, but they shelved all my songs. Said I was somewhere between Jennings and Jones. Just like me, burning our candles, both ends and the middle, a bunch of roaring outlaws at high speed. And they said that the end of that road I was on was somewhere between Jennings and Jones. Now to find me door won't take you long. I'm right there between Jennings and Jones.
Thanks for calling Nancy's Country Kitchen. Today we have turnip greens, collard greens, fried okra, stewed okra, macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, cream corn, grilled corn, fried green tomatoes, field peas, green beans, potato salad, hash brown casserole, red beans and rice, stewed cabbage, cucumber salad, and baked beans. We're open 11 to 3, 7 days a week. Y'all come see us.
There ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you ripe when you don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a big homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Well, you can go out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs. You can eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side. Put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Change this life I lead. Well, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed. Cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden, be much better. And I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Let us celebrate the humble pig. Pig's feet, barbecued pork ribs, chopped pork barbecue, and of course, what goes with all pork, coleslaw.
Oh, I'm getting hungry. Just heard music from Guy Clark, the late, great Guy Clark. Homegrown tomatoes. Before that, Jamie Johnson. Jennings and Jones, talking about, of course, Waylon Jennings and George Jones. Oh, boy. Talking about barbecue. I'm a bit of a barbecue snob. And I tell you, people... All right, I'm going to offend some of my North Carolina folks. People in North Carolina, they think they got it all figured out with their barbecue. There's a couple of different styles in North Carolina. You got Eastern North Carolina, which is whole hog cooked over oak wood. Most people in Eastern North Carolina use oak wood. Then it's got a thin vinegar and pepper sauce. Western North Carolina, you're going to have a Lexington style, which is basically pork shoulder, not necessarily whole hog, but just the shoulder with a vinegar and ketchup base sauce. And then South Carolina, in the middle part of the state, they use a Carolina Gold sauce, which includes yellow mustard, vinegar, and brown sugar. By the way, KFC, it's Carolina Gold, not Georgia Gold. There's no such thing as Georgia Gold when it comes to barbecue. Those idiots just completely made that up. But anyway, Eastern North Carolina, they chop the hell out of it with a meat cleaver. They just chop the bejesus out of it, make it look like sawdust. And it's always under-seasoned. Every Carolina barbecue I've ever had has been under-seasoned. And a North Carolina pitmaster will tell you that they want to keep the meat in the forefront there. They want you to taste the meat, not the seasoning or the smoke. But then they'll douse it in vinegar, one of the most acidic and pungent liquids on the face of the earth. They'll just squirt the hell out of it with vinegar, but oh, we want you to taste the meat. All right, I'll calm down. Get very worked up. Ah. Magnolia Electric Company, don't it look like the dark? Don't it taste like crap barbecue? Use some hickory wood, a little salt and pepper.
Six and a half hours into the West Virginia night, half a mile from home, and I was making pretty good time. I thought that I'd gone far enough, I couldn't lose the trail. Then I stepped through the door, I still found a way to fail. To count the things I said I'd never be, but I became them all the night you quit counting on me. And all the hard things that you said to my heart, every one of them things was true. It was that one look at again to wail, says that moon has got so low tonight that it's all a shim. Don't this look like the dark? Don't this look like
some cheese. Aisha used a lot. My niece used a lot of cheese, but if you got fat people, a lot of cheese. Fat kids and fat people like cheese. A lot of cheese.
Yeah.
Right?
Trailer Bride, title track from their album Hope is a Thing with Feathers.
I'm so lonesome.
I've always been crazy.
Hallelujah! The devil!
With Scary River, take my mind.
My name is Sue.
Good, pure, happy O'Daniel flower.
Mama tried. Mama tried.
Respect your elders, y'all. It's time for a Gravy Boat classic country throwback.
In 1980, Merle Haggard put out an album called Back to the Bar Rooms. Great album. But the song I'm about to play, it appeared on that album, but I never liked the production. The drums always felt a little too Def Leppard-y. So in 1985, he recorded his second appearance at Austin City Limits. And then this year, New West Records reissued that. Great live album, live in Austin, Texas. I think I'll just stay here and drink.
I could be holding you tonight. Could quit doing wrong, start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and drink. Putting you down don't square no deal. At least you know. Take all the money in the bank. Think I'll just stay here and drink. Listen close, you can hear that loud jukebox playing. think I'll just stay here and drink, that's all.
Is having a terrific special on 8-piece chicken boxes. you can get 8 pieces of Bojangles' delicious chicken for a special price. Perfect to take home when you're not in the mood to cook, but you are in the mood to relax and enjoy a delicious meal. Bojangles' chicken is marinated overnight in lively spices, then fried until it's nice and crispy outside, but still juicy inside.
Hurry in today for Bojangles' 8-piece chicken box special.
Roll it in flour and drop it in the fryer. It's the Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
I'm a lazy guy. I'm amazed at the way some people try and try and try to erect and never perfect some kind of proof to their life before they die. Well, not me, cause I'm a lazy guy. And I'm amazed at the way some people holler, fuss, and run around like some chicken with their head cut off or bullets from a gun. They should all sit back, relax, and maybe try to slipping by, and I got plans and dreams and hopeful schemes enough to make you cry. I'm just waiting for that single perfect point in time to give them all a try. And I'm a
gets me every time. It is the Gravy Boat, Volume 9. Just heard Slobberbone with Lazy Guy off their album Everything You Thought Was Right Was Wrong Today. Guest vocals there from Patterson Hood. Oh, Patterson dropping bars. Spitting some bars. I don't know. It's me, Dave. We're talking food today. Here's my biscuit power ranking, all right? Regional and national chains only, fast food style biscuits. KFC sucks. Popeyes, I love their chicken. Their biscuits are garbage. Church's has a terrible biscuit. McDonald's, no good. Here we go. Number three, Hardee's / Carl's Jr. Damn fine biscuit. Number two, only because it's regional. It's very regional. Only in Pennsylvania, I think, Virginia, West Virginia, maybe in North Carolina. Biscuitville. Oh, if you're in those areas, check out Biscuitville. Absolutely amazing. And number one, the number one biscuit on my power ranking, Bojangles. Oh, what a beautiful biscuit Bojangles has. You can get it all day long. Breakfast is all day. Get that cheddar bow. Get the plain biscuit. Get the Cajun filet chicken biscuit. Oh, boy. Bojangles, the only biscuit I found that can actually rival my own. I make a wonderful biscuit. If you'd like that recipe, email me at boogiemonsterpodcast@gmail.com. Some cross promotion. Lucinda Williams is on the gravy boat.
Take my joy, I want it back. You took my joy, I want it back. You took my joy, I want it back. I'm gonna go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Maybe in West Memphis I'll find my joy. Maybe in West Memphis I'll find my joy. I'm gonna go to Slidell and look for my joy. Go to Slidell and look for my joy. Maybe in Slidell I'll find my joy.
is Shauna Tucker, and bless your heart for listening to The Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
Show you guys how I do it. Probably almost all of you already know how to do this, but some people don't. And so I'm going to show you how I fry okra in cast iron. That's the best way to fry it. A lot of people eat okra boiled or pickled, and we just don't. We only like it fried.
Speak for yourself, lady. I mean, yes, fried okra is the preferred method, but I'll eat some okra and tomatoes, some stewed okra, pickled okra. But yeah, if you don't like the slime, that's one thing people complain about with okra. It's slimy. Fried okra, then. That's the way to go. My favorite side, my favorite vegetable, fried okra. Some more restaurants you need to check out. Hominy Grill in Charleston, South Carolina. Great southern soul food. Nashville, Tennessee is known for their meat and threes. You pick one meat, you pick three sides of meat and three. Arnold's is where you go for an amazing meat and three lunch. In Nashville. Sweats is very good too. Arnold's and Sweats are the ones I mess with in Nashville. Best seafood I ever had was in San Francisco, a restaurant called Fresca. And believe it or not, the best Indian food meal I've ever had in my life, Omaha, Nebraska. A place called Mother India. What are the odds? Great Indian food in Omaha, Nebraska. That's it, guys. That's a wrap on Volume 9 of The Gravy Boat. Holler at me on Twitter at Gravy Boat Radio, at Dave Stone Comedy on Twitter for all my tour dates. Got a big tour coming up in May. St. Louis, Chicago, Milwaukee, Chattanooga, Birmingham, Pensacola, Fayetteville, Arkansas. A lot of dates. So come see a show. Bring some food. Bring me a biscuit. You know, some anything homemade. I'll eat it. I'm easy to poison. I probably shouldn't say that. At Gravy Boat Radio, at Dave Stone Comedy, holler at your boy on Twitter. I'll leave you guys with Buddy Miller and Steve Earle. Poison Love on the Gravy Boat. Later.
Same. All my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear. And I know that you're guilty of the shame. Into each life, a love is born for one and one alone, dear. The love I chose was surely not for me. For your poison love has stained the lifeblood in my heart and soul, dear. And I know our love was never meant to be. For your poison love has stained the lifeblood in my heart and soul, dear. And I know my life will never be the same. All my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear. And I know that you're guilty of the shame.
Thank you.